Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening and welcome to The Watchman radio broadcast, wherever it is that you are when you're listening to this. I'm Joseph Kableta and I'm joined today by John Paul Akena, who is going to be helping me dissect some of the things which are happening in our world today. And of course, everything we are talking about is in relation to the times that we are living in and the things that are happening across the world. And we relate them to what has been prophesied in the Bible in a way that gives you an understanding of where it is that we stand in the whole calendar of God. So a number of things we are talking about today. First of all, I would like us to deal with how the war in Ukraine has escalated and escalated to the point that now so many people are talking of Third World War. And previously that was unthinkable. People thought perhaps if there was ever going to be a Third World War, maybe it was going to be some other time far from now.
Yes, yes.
But now it seems to be coming closer. And then what's amazing is that America seems to be pushing for it.
Yes.
Actually, the other day he said racism is worse than the Third World War.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was thinking, okay, now seems some people really are stoking up a war. The question is why? Why would they want this war? And why are they so interested in it? And then the whole issue is we know that the Bible speaks about a war in the times coming, not too far away from now, from our calculation, that is going to cause the death of about a third of the human population.
Yes.
We also know that that war has got to involve Israel.
Yes.
Now, at the beginning, when Russia and Ukraine got into their skirmishes, and then, of course, the entirety of the NATO and America were supporting Ukraine, and people were holding out to see where the other big superpowers fall.
Yes.
I was thinking, no, this is not going to mean anything because it does not involve Israel.
Yes.
And we know exactly what the scripture says about how that war comes about and what Israel's role is in it. Then a few things happened thereafter.
Yes.
First of all, the war in Russia starts. And the big issue has been for America, who has always been, especially the American Democrats, who have always been trying to fight Russia and Putin because he does not subscribe to their New World Order system.
Yes.
The issue has been a lot of Europe actually depends on Russia for natural gas.
Yes.
And they need the natural gas. So America to push along their plan or even Europe or NATO, they had to first get an alternative source of natural gas for Europe so that Europe can now do without Russia.
Yes.
So the war started. Europe tried to cut down on their use of oil and natural gas from Russia and so many few other things.
Mm.
But then along the way, it seemed like Europe actually turned around and now we are really, really buying a lot of oil from Russia in contravention of their so-called sanctions, which they themselves put.
Yes.
And actually they're even giving them a very good price.
Yes.
And Russia seemed not to be concerned so much about that, because the calculation for America had been start a war. They didn't expect that Ukraine was going to win a war and beat Russia. But what they expected is that it's going to be a prolonged war and it will bleed Russia dry.
Yes.
They would become broke because they
fall down.
And fall down. Now, if they are no longer selling there, because 60% of the economy, natural gas and all that. So if they don't have that, then they collapse. Then they were even counting on possibly a regime change where the Russians stand up against Putin. There are all sorts of calculations, which of course have not come to pass.
Yes.
But now we are seeing it developing very fast into what could easily, I don't know if it will be, but what could easily be the Third World War.
Yes.
What are some of the factors that are making it look now suddenly like the World War? Presumably like a Third World War.
Number one, I can start with the natural gas, which Israel has started now producing.
Yes.
Because now you spoke about that the Europe and the whole Western bloc wanted to cut out Russia and make Russia fall to them and come to them. But now, amazingly, right now, Israel has started producing their own natural gas and supplying it to actually Europe. I started by saying Israel started producing this gas, natural gas, fuel and all these petroleum products, and they have started supplying to Europe. Now, this makes Israel an enemy to Russia, because now, right now, we can now have the alternative source of natural gas from Israel, and this can cut out Russia.
Actually, as a matter of fact, you know, because the reason that's important is the scripture says that in Ezekiel 38.
Yes.
It says, thus says the Lord, I'm reading from verse 10, thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that that thoughts will rise in your mind and you'll make an evil plan.
Yes.
You'll say, I will go up against a land of unwalled villages.
Yes.
I'll go up to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take plunder and to take booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, and against people gathered from the nations who have acquired livestock, goods, and to dwell in the midst of the land. Now, it's talking here about booty or about spoil, about a precious commodity which these nations would be interested in, that is in Israel. Now, previously, I did not see anything that was of value in Israel that Russia could possibly want.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing. Then, this oil, discovery of oil and natural gas in the Mediterranean Sea, off the coast of Israel, changes everything, because it means two things. Now, that oil and natural gas can be a game changer. Because if Europe can get their oil and natural gas from Israel,
yes,
then somehow they have found a way of curtailing the influence of Russia and even their economy and so on.
Yes.
Now, would that be reason enough for Russia to come and go to war with Israel?
Very much.
That is a possibility,
yes,
even according to scripture. Because
yes,
previously I didn't see where it says they will come down for the booty, for the spoils.
Yes.
For a commodity, some precious commodity. We did not see it before, now we see it. And that changes that. That's one of the things.
Yes.
The other thing is, you are telling me, you
yes,
told me one, is the oil.
The oil, second, yes. Now, the second is, we have seen the war in Ukraine right now has caused Israel to come and become an ally of Ukraine. Now, this is amazing, because formerly, Israel first stood away from the war and kind of played a neutral country towards the war. But then we began seeing Israel. First of all, major leaders came from Israel, I think 2 weeks ago. They went to Ukraine and they met with the president of Ukraine. Meeting with the president, then they discussed a few things. 2 days after the meeting, the leader of Ukraine, Zelensky, the president, he said, there is not going to be, we are not going to hold just a meeting. What I want from you is, I really want help from you. And this help, I want you to supply us with your air defense system. And you know, we have all known that Israel has one of the best air defense system, and which have they have used in this, the wars which has been rioting around in their country between Iran and Israel. Now, after a day later on, Israel supplied Ukraine with air defense system, which makes them stronger. And you know, air defense system, that means that Ukraine will be stronger and could not be easily attacked. And the sufferings and the defeats which they have been going through with Russia, they can almost, because mostly when you've been watching and looking at this war, Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia right now, Russia has been so much bombarding, using missiles and destroying much of cities and buildings and public places. Now that Israel has supplied Ukraine with this, that means that Ukraine can stand strong and fight Russia and support itself by that air defense system, so that they cannot suffer much more damage.
Okay, this, because the one thing that could make this,
yes,
the prophesied, okay, I will call it Third World War.
Yes.
Because that's the language people would understand. But in actual sense, it's the Gog and Magog
War. Yes.
Is the involvement of Israel.
Yes.
So as long as Israel was playing neutral,
yes,
and was not interested. It was actually keeping their relationship with Russia and keeping their relationship with Ukraine.
Yes.
Because they said they have Jews in both countries.
Yes.
So and now, as long as that was the case, I didn't see this escalating into this war.
Yes.
However, now that Russia is clear, or rather Israel is clearly taking sides.
Yes.
Clearly taking sides. Now that changes the whole game plan and makes me now on the real lookout. Because Israel, first of all, they said they are only going to supply humanitarian aid. Water, food, medicines and all that to Ukraine.
Yes.
And that one was okay because that is humanitarian.
Yes.
But then once it moved into supplying them with their air defense system, and then Ukraine being in better position to withstand Russian bombardment with the missiles, then now that means Israel is now involving itself clearly on the side of the West against Russia.
Yes.
Now, the reason we are saying that is because what the scripture says is that Russia is going to attack.
Yes.
It's one of the countries which is mentioned here.
Yes.
You know, it's not mentioned Russia. Don't go and look for Russia in the Bible.
Yes.
But if you've been following The Watchman, you know what we are talking about.
Yes.
We know Turkey is going to be one of them.
Yes.
We know that Iran is going to be the other.
Yes.
I suspect China is going to be the other.
Yes.
And so now, because it says an army of 200 million people. It says that in Revelation chapter 9.
Yes.
An army of 200 million people is going to attack the mountains of Israel.
Mm.
So you see, this is going to be a huge, huge army. Now, those countries coming together can between themselves form an army of 200 million people. Because the question for me always was, where are 200 million soldiers going to come from? That's a huge number.
Yes.
And now we know that those nations combined can actually form that. So, and that's what the Bible says. John the Revelator said that 200,000, I saw their number.
Yes.
So now we know that. Now, so knowing that, and now Israel is with Ukraine against Russia.
Yes.
That means that things are getting really, really complex.
Yes.
Because then also something happened with Turkey. Something incredible happened with Turkey because Turkey is a member of NATO.
Yes.
NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Yeah.
And it's the countries which aligned themselves with America.
Yes.
Or the so-called West.
Yes.
Now, at some stage, there was a relationship between Turkey and Russia.
Russia.
And the Turkish president, Recep Erdogan, and Putin somehow had a sort of, you know, cordial relationship.
Yes.
So now when Ukraine attacks Russia, Turkey was very, very reluctant to be involved in the whole NATO thing.
Yes.
But then eventually Turkey even requested to leave NATO.
Mm.
Which means they were clearly saying we are moving away from the side of America
and then we're going to
the side of Russia.
Russia. Yes.
Now, if they did that, that would form the whole confederacy of countries that we know are going to attack Israel.
Yes.
So now I think you see what I'm saying now.
Yes.
If Turkey joins Russia and China joins Russia, and then Israel is on the side of Ukraine, then finally we have the perfect storm that is going to bring the Gog and Magog war.
Yes.
But then something happened, interesting happened. You know, now, you see, for us, sometimes we did, if we did in conspiracy theories, it's because that the difference between the conspiracy theory and the fact usually is like 1 year.
Yes.
Eh. But now, just when Turkey would have threatened to leave NATO, that was going to disorganize them.
Yes.
What would happen if Turkey left NATO?
Of course, now, that if Turkey leaves NATO, with the relationship which they have ever had with the President Erdogan ever had with Russia, Putin, they would have now taken side with Russia
against,
in this war
against NATO.
Against NATO now. So this has been like a mess, and that's why something been boiling, and because people started saying that this thing which is happening in Turkey, which of course the earthquake.
Okay, because I just want to know why is Turkey so important in this?
Now, number one, the nations which the Bible speaks that is going to attack Israel is part of
Turkey is one of them.
Turkey is one of them. Because it says countries from a far north. If you read in Ezekiel 38, countries from a far north, and we know that a far north of Israel is Turkey.
And aside from that, in Revelation,
it's
this same war is called the river Euphrates.
Yes,
and the river Euphrates starts from
Turkey and ends in the Persian Gulf down in Syria.
It goes through Syria and then and then a lot of Iraq.
Yes.
But empties into the Persian Gulf at the border of Iraq and Iran.
Iran, yes.
Now, so that would mean if you are to extend the number of countries on the river Euphrates, are Turkey, Syria, and Iraq.
Yes.
But the other one is Iran, if you count that small strip where actually that river is a dividing line between Iraq and Iran.
Yes.
So now, but then, just when Turkey thought maybe they could have sneaked on NATO, and pulled out, first of all, pulled out of the NATO agreement, which in itself, because NATO is trying to bring in Ukraine, but if you are trying to expand and one of your members, long-standing members, wants to exit, then that gives a picture that nobody wants. None of the American NATO want.
Yes.
So just when Turkey were considering that, something interesting happens. There was an earthquake.
Yes.
By interesting, I mean, you know, I don't mean interesting. Of course, it was very tragic.
Yes.
But there was an earthquake that hit big parts of Turkey. And now that caused a lot of setback in all the places. But now what I found interesting is that there were certain countries that pulled the ambassadors away from Turkey 24 hours before the earthquake struck. And these are the countries: Canada, USA, Britain, Germany, Belgium, Italy, Holland, and France.
Yes.
Just 24 hours before this earthquake.
Yes.
These people pulled out their people. Get out of Turkey. Get out of Turkey.
And then they got out.
And then they got out. Then the next minute, an earthquake. So,
amazingly, there's also been a documentary which has been going around perpetrating that this earthquake was planned. Now, by you saying that, obviously it's planned. And you know, every country, before they attack another country, the first thing they do is to withdraw ambassadors. And this is a perfect sign to show us that these earthquakes were... Okay, I may not yet know whether it is. I have not yet concluded. But it looks like it was planned.
Now, just to get because you know some people, just to get you up to speed.
Yes.
As early as 1978,
yes,
I saw a government official in front of the American Congress.
Yes.
The American government official.
Yes.
Before the country's Congress.
Yes.
Saying that they have developed weather tampering equipment.
Yes.
That can send electromagnetic waves into the sky and they bounce back into any country of their choice.
Yes.
And depending on the size or the strength of those waves, they can just push clouds away and cause drought. You know, because he said we can cause drought. And he said, you know, the interesting thing in the that clip was from 1978.
Wow.
But 1978. Long before you were born.
Yes.
I was born, but even then I was young.
Yes.
But my point is, they already had this equipment.
Yes, to work
to
out.
To deny people weather. I mean, to shift clouds and so
climate
on.
Climate problems, droughts.
To people who do not
rain, whatever.
Yes.
Yes.
1978.
Yes.
And the man who was saying this was saying that we had it as far back as the Vietnam War. Which ended in the early 1970s.
Yes.
So this has been there.
Yes.
And I remember a time watching on TV, there was a guy who was called Jesse Ventura, who was a former governor of one of those states. He used to have a program called Conspiracy Theory. And he was tackling some of these things which people were calling conspiracies.
Yes.
But then he went to the home of this weather altering. Of course, they did not allow him in. He went with cameras and
yes,
so on.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he's interviewing people, and they are saying, yeah, we can change the weather according to what we want all over the world. Now, At the time, I was like, this has got to be conspiracy.
Yes,
because that was around 2012.
Yes.
I said, this has got to be conspiracy.
Yes.
Obviously, this is conspiracy. But then, I listened to all Jesse Ventura's. Eventually, they were taken off TV.
Yes.
I listened to all those conspiracy theory programs.
Yes.
And then, one of them, a lady who works, a virologist, who works in a top lab in America, talking about how they are planning to unleash a respiratory virus that will spread across the world, and everything planned up, even, you know, how they will spread it, and it will cause people to be locked in their houses. Now imagine in 2020,
yes.
that clip was from 2011, I believe.
Yes.
Imagine somebody in 2011 saying that people are planning to release a respiratory virus that is going to attack people
and will be
easily spread. But he also said also not very dangerous.
Yes.
Because they, you know, but they wanted to use it to come up with draconian measures,
yes.
to pull back all freedoms, to give government a lot more authority over people,
yes.
in the name of their safety and so on. She was saying that on that conspiracy theory.
Yes.
And I watched it back then.
Yes.
And she said that back then, the purpose of this is to get everybody vaccinated. She said we are developing a vaccine which they will want everybody to be vaccinated. And she didn't go into the effects of it, but she said they will tie the vaccine to the virus,
yes.
but it will have nothing to do with the virus.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, okay, now this is crazy.
Yes.
Nobody can be planning something so evil. But now if you're alive and listening to this radio program, you know that everything she said 10 years ago, 11 years ago, is actually true.
True, exactly. Very true, right?
So now, all the conspiracy theories, just a matter of time.
Yes.
Previously, their lifespan was like 10 years.
10 years.
Now,
yes.
their lifespan is 1 year. It will soon be 1 week. Conspiracy
yes.
this week, truth the next,
next week.
Week. So my point is this. One of the other things that
yes.
Jesse Ventura spoke about in conspiracy theory
yes.
is the fact that they are changing weathers of different places in accordance. But I also want to show you something in
yes.
the Bible here.
Mm.
Because you see, these people, the purpose of the enemy is to show that, to take away in the minds of people,
yes,
what God can do,
yes.
and make himself look like everything that God can do, he can do. So, it is the same as what happened with, you know, like, you see now the way they, you say that, God can give eternal life.
Yes.
Then they say, no, science can
give eternal
life.
Yes.
Then they say, God can raise people from the dead. They say, no, science can raise
that.
People from the dead.
Mm.
Then you say that I'm going to read something. So everything, it's that just like
yes,
Moses
yes.
and Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
Moses goes and throws his stick down. Then Pharaoh calls his guys to
yes.
show him. So Moses thinks he's all that. Eh?
Yes.
You show them also what we have.
Mm.
And then, Pharaoh's magicians do the same. Until it got to a point, of course, where they could not do what by the fourth thing that Moses did. But let me just read for you this. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain. Now you see what
yes.
these people are trying to do
mm.
is, so Jesus says when he comes and establishes his millennial kingdom
yes.
on earth,
mm.
everyone, every leader of all the nations
yes.
will have to go
come.
To Jerusalem, which will be the capital of the world,
yes.
his capital, and because he's establishing his kingdom here on earth
yes.
for 1,000 years,
yes.
the millennial rule. Now they will have to go there and worship.
Yes.
And he says, those who do not worship will not get rain.
Yes.
Then these people say, no, wait a minute.
We can also
create a scenario where if people do not fall in line with what we want, we can also deny them rain.
Yes.
So everything they do is actually for the purpose of mimicking. And it goes back to the original, you know, if you read the Devil's Confession,
Matthew 40. Yes, I want to be like God.
He said
I want
that,
to be like
you know,
the Most High.
Yeah, I'll rise up to above the hills to the side
yes.
of the north, and I'll be like the
Most
High.
High.
So that's the whole thing.
Yes.
Everything he tries to do.
Yes.
So God says he can do this, I can
Let
do this also.
Yes.
So now, the reason I gave that background is just to tell you that there is actually an ability for people to cause an earthquake,
yes.
which is not natural.
Mm.
And then, which is not natural occurring. And then they were also, in those clips, I'm sure you've seen some of them, how the buildings were collapsing in a very orderly manner, which is unlike typical earthquakes. You know, typical earthquakes, the buildings don't fall like in a very orderly, you know, as if they're just coming down. Yeah, coming down, as if they're just being blown up by dynamite. It doesn't happen like that. So, actually, let me just read this for you again. Turkey is threatening to leave NATO because it wants to keep its relationship with Russia. If Turkey leaves NATO at a time when NATO is trying to expand and include even Ukraine, which they promised that would never happen, then that now means there is a big problem.
Yes.
Because you're trying to expand, but even the people who are inside are trying to do what? To come out.
Yes.
And Turkey's leaving NATO, which obviously would mean they would join with Russia, would be a very big blow.
Yes.
To these people. Now, 24 hours before the great earthquake struck, Canada, USA, Britain, Germany, Belgium, Italy, Holland, and France all pulled out their ambassadors and their embassy staff. Get out of Turkey, all of you. They fly out, then one day later, there's an earthquake. So either, there are only two options here.
Yes.
Number one, they are prophets, and they know what was going to happen. Or number two, they planned it.
And being a Muslim nation, we don't...
Forget about that. My point is,
yes,
those are the only... So choose one only. Of the two. These are now hard facts. Now, conspiracy, yes, but hard conspiracy. Some of you might find it hard to take, but, you know, this is how the world is.
Yes.
The day you learn that the world is run on lies...
Yes.
So, how is our perfect storm for the Third World War brewing? Turkey has been set back.
Yes.
Which means they cannot join.
Yes.
They need some. So that has that means has been delayed.
Yes.
But then there was also something you were telling me about the nuclear weapons. About the Iran being very close at 84% of nuclear uranium enrichment.
Now, the other day, the International Atomic Energy Agency reported that Ukraine has enriched their uranium to 84%, and it is equivalent of them building over five nuclear facilities. Now, this is exactly what Israel was waiting for, or is they are waiting for, because we know by what the scripture has been speaking about this war, which we have been watching for a while, the River Euphrates War, also known as Gog and Magog War in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The scripture says that Israel will do a preemptive strike, just paraphrasing.
Yes.
Always and always, Israel has been doing something like that, something similar to that, like doing a preemptive strike whenever Iran is trying to build up their nuclear weapons years ago. But now, right now, they have enriched their uranium to, which will help them build now these nuclear facilities. So this makes Israel to come and prepare to do this strike. Because this very weekend, the director of the International Atomic Agency went and met Iranian president for the first time. And meeting them for the first time made them to have kind of a pact, or kind of an agreement. Then this director, is called Grossi, spoke and said that it is not allowed for Israel to do a preemptive strike, or to, because all along Israel has really made it clear that they are going to do it when they are planning to do it, and that has been so much in the media these days. So Israel has said, we are going to do it, we are going to do it when Iran, when we find that we are our existence is threatened by what Iran is building, we are going to do it. Now, then, after that meeting, this director of the atomic, he said that it is not allowed. It goes against the law for Israel to do a preemptive strike, or to hit and destroy these nuclear facilities which Iran is building right now. Netanyahu responded. He said, Grossi just said in Tehran that an Israeli attack on the Iranian nuclear facilities is illegal. Then he said, outside what law is it allowed for Iran, which openly calls for our destruction, to defend the instruments of destruction that will slaughter us? Are we not allowed to defend ourselves? Then he said, of course it is allowed. Mm. Now this shows that we are already ready to do what we want to do, which of course is striking these facilities which Iran is building. And of course, earlier on this year, something similar to that, where they sent a drone, Israel sent a drone to Iran. These two drones went and hit one of the places where these nuclear facilities were being built. So this showed that something like that is already coming up, and this war is just at our doorsteps.
Yeah, now, and also the other thing, you know, because Israel, of course, I've previously said, they have a good stockpile of nuclear weapons, but they have previously said that they will use them if they feel an existential threat, something that's going to threaten their existence. And Iran is that one thing that they talk about. I mean, over and over again, they talk about Iran. Now, what we are doing, what we are seeing here is, if Iran has reached 84%, of enrichment, and that is what is being reported. Usually what is reported is less.
Yes.
But then Israel would know what is actually, how far they've actually gone, because they are not guessing by what's being reported.
Yes.
They usually have their intelligence deep inside there.
Yes.
So if that be the case, then Israel at any stage can strike. And there's already been, you know, people survey saying 60% of whatever would support. In Israel. So it would be a popular move even politically. But then, now Azerbaijan, which is right next to Iran, has given Israel the liberty to use their airspace in case they want to attack Iran. Now that is interesting. So the perfect storm for the Gog and Magog war is almost there, but I suspect it might take a bit of a while now, because maybe as we wait for Turkey to recover, and get themselves back up again, and then start being in position to plan big things. But the earthquake really hit them badly. It set them back a bit. You know, tens of thousands of people dying, and a very tragic thing. Now this is no time whatsoever. For any leader in the world, when your country is going through such a tragedy,
you have to nurse the wounds
and nurse those wounds and so on. And that was if it was planned, that was a very good. Let's just say it worked out very well for NATO. The earthquake worked out very well for NATO, and what is coming up next. So I think that's we leave that subject there. And we go into something else. What's happening? Because across Europe, there are farmers' strikes now. Because in the Netherlands, there's an election coming up. There is censorship. You'd be proud of Uganda. The level of censorship that is in the Netherlands right now. By the way, I'm telling you, people who thought that Europe is the center of freedom, you have absolutely no idea. You'll have to come to Africa to get freedom. Because the level of censorship in those places, people are being switched off social media, people are being targeted, isolated, and for them, because everything is digitalized, they take away control over your finances, your bank accounts, you cannot purchase anything. Countries like Canada are now pure dictatorships, by the way, pure dictatorships. And by dictatorship, I mean, like, you know, there's more freedom in Uganda than there is in Canada. And countries like New Zealand. Now, New Zealand, people were dying so much, and that woman who is called one of the young new leaders of the new of the World Economic Forum had was forced out. Then, which other country was the prime minister forced out? The Netherlands also.
Netherlands.
That's why they're having an election. So, and these are their people who are being forced out. Now, they are big. You're not going to see this on TV, because the TVs are obscuring it, because they give you just what they want you to know, which fits into their narrative. But all across, there is a lot of, you know, riots going on. As people are demanding more freedom, more what, and a lot of revelations that are going on concerning COVID. But that's the other thing which also, I mean, has been interesting me right now. Because there are court cases now in America where people like Fauci is on the line. He might end up in prison, that man. The Philippines has already issued an arrest warrant for Bill Gates because of
That's great.
Because of his They are saying so many young, healthy people are dying after taking their vaccine. So they have issued an arrest warrant. Okay, it's just Philippines, but it's a start, you see. Now, here, a story in a Daily Mail was talking about the former British, health secretary, Matt Hancock, joking about how Bill Gates' COVID vaccine conspiracy theory. The headline says, Matt Hancock joked about Bill Gates' COVID vaccine conspiracy theory by telling aides, the Microsoft billionaire owes me one, considering how many people I'm getting his chips injected into. And these are coming from emails that they have
received,
that they somehow got a hold of, which were exchanged between these people. Imagine now somebody joking that Bill Gates owes me one because I've been getting so many people injected with his chips. And he don't call them vaccines, he called them chips. And now, I don't think we've actually...
Amazingly, I want to show you, because even in Canada, there's been something that... their first ever coming out to apologize to the public for these vaccines.
Yes.
It's the first time. And they are coming in public and in meetings showing to their citizens that we are sorry. This is, we thought it was of a good cause, but now we have seen the dangers, and they're apologizing on TV, like apologizing.
In Canada?
Yes, in Canada.
My God. Yes. Canada, of all places. Now, because it's just crazy.
Yes.
And it's just crazy. And like, they deceived the whole world. Now, I want this to be a lesson to all the people listening to us.
Yes, yes.
Don't follow what is being said by people, out there, including government.
Yes.
Because all it takes to corrupt our government is just a little money.
Yes.
And they will sell you to die if you if you have to die. Like we are, they don't care, these leaders we have. So do not say our Minister of Health recommended. Well, don't give us that. Like, research for yourself.
Yes.
Listen to people who actually care about you. Okay? I warned people about these vaccines.
Yes.
I told people do not take these things. Anyhow, I do not want to make anybody feel uncomfortable to take them. But my point is that in future, when something comes, do not just go with the bandwagon.
Yes.
We are going, now you see here, they are calling them chips.
Yes.
The British Secretary of Health was calling them chips.
Chips.
Not even what?
Vaccine.
Not even vaccines.
Or a shot.
Yeah. Not even shots. So how far are we going with this? So some people have to know that if you go with the bandwagon, you will end up getting the mark of the beast.
Yes.
And please get me, don't get me wrong. This vaccine is nothing to do with the mark of the beast.
But
you just know that...
Yes.
Learn your lesson.
Yes, from this.
If the whole world, you can't move, you can't do what unless you're vaccinated, what? Even all employers.
Yes.
I was dealing with so many people who were telling me, my boss told me I have to get vaccinated, otherwise I'm not going to work and what. And I'm saying, where did employers get their, the power to start determining what people put in their bodies?
Yes.
Like, this should be a lesson to all of us.
Yes.
That first of all these things that we are seeing happened before, it's not the first time whatsoever.
It's not, yes.
During the time of Hitler, there were
Jews.
Yes, and do you know what they used? You know, they said that there's a certain sickness which was, you know, and Jews were being given vaccines. That's what they were called, vaccines.
Yes,
vaccinated. But they're actually just, removing. They are making them almost numbing their mind and so on. That was Hitler's plan.
Yes,
and at the beginning of them. The people who said that, but why is this man giving these people things? How safe are they and what? Ah, the whole media turned out, you conspiracy theorists, conspiracy theorists. Now, it turned out, of course, those vaccines were actually just basically sending them to their death.
Yes.
And after the... And that's the whole thing about conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
You see, when somebody starts dismissing something off right, and so many intelligent people, so-called intelligent people, do not want to investigate a matter beyond the surface. They will just take what they have been given because it seems good, and they do not believe that people can be so wicked.
Yes.
Now, that is the mistake that good people make. The biggest mistake good people make is to believe that everybody is as good as them and people cannot be so wicked. When I showed people the clip where Bill Gates is saying we are going to reduce the population of the world by 1 billion people through using new vaccines, somebody, it conflicts with what they They say, no, nobody can be so evil. But he is.
He
is saying
yes.
it.
He said it openly.
And so you'll even listen to something and you dispute it because you're thinking they can't
You've
be so
evil.
You've
made up your mind on yeah, thinking.
No, you think they can't be so evil.
Yes.
Let me tell you what else happened. When Hitler became chancellor,
yes,
or what they call Führer,
yes,
it took power over, you know, in 1933. There were so many Jews who had followed his anti-Semitic
agenda,
rhetoric, and who had read his book,
yes,
which spoke very, you know, all those things like, you know, against Jews and so on.
Yes.
That book called Mein Kampf. And they were saying, this man has now taken over the chancellorship. And now he's so powerful. And he has said this before. How about we just take him at his word?
Yes.
And then they say, man, Hitler is not going to be good for Jews. And guess what? Other Jews said, no, that's conspiracy theory. Those are conspiracy theories.
And they remained.
And you know what? Now, the ones who believe the conspiracy theory sold their belongings
yes,
in Germany,
crossed, yes.
many across to America, some to UK and so on. But they left.
Yes.
Some even went to France, where of course Hitler found them, but at least they left Germany.
Yes.
A majority of them actually went to America. The conspiracy theorists. Now, those who believed that somebody cannot be so evil as to want to exterminate a whole race are the ones who stayed in Germany. And guess what happened to them? Many of them were killed.
Yes.
Now, when you hear somebody dismissing something as conspiracy theory, now I'm telling you how I think.
Yes.
Once I hear CNN, BBC saying that's a conspiracy theory, I believe it 99%.
Yes.
I hear the main media houses calling it a conspiracy theory,
just know.
I believe it. Like I just know this is something to believe.
Yes.
Now, all the things they called conspiracy.
Yes.
I told people how masks are useless. Now.
Yes.
Even Fauci came out the other day and said masks are useless.
Yes.
At some stage, you're saying we should put on two masks. Like two masks, you can't breathe.
Yes.
Even one mask, you can
you
scarcely
can.
Breathe.
Yes.
So all the COVID things were all lies. Now, what else is lies? So many other things that are going to come out of official what?
Yes.
Platforms.
Yes.
So when you see that these people have launched something.
Yes.
Now we are bringing this new. You be very careful.
Yes, yes.
Because everything now coming from the West to Africa is about one thing and one thing only, population control.
Yes.
The only thing they're interested in is how do we reduce the population of Africa, so that we can take a control of their resources.
Yes.
And they are going to use your government.
Yes.
Okay? Even the whole homosexuality thing is about population control.
Yes.
Because it stops the natural birthing process. Okay, it's not necessarily about that. It's a whole bigger
More,
demonic thing.
But attaches to this.
Because every act of homosexuality is actually worship to the devil.
Yes.
You just know that.
Yes.
Every act of it's not, you know, it's worship. You're actually worshiping the devil. Now, all these things they are doing, because we were seeing the other day, people confessing how they go and in villages, Busoga, and they are recruiting 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds. Giving them a lot of money. There was a 15-year-old who had two cars. His work was to recruit people. He recruited as many as 200 young people, okay, into homosexuality. And you say, like, just go. All you needed to do is get young boys your age, recruit them. By recruit, you know what I mean? And send the videos. And he was getting big salaries, what? And it is so connected that the boy left school and concentrated on that. But the school was giving him reports and he was performing well because they were in collusion with the school headmaster and so on. Now, it's bad. And now you see that the devil, using his agents, can corrupt a whole society.
Yes.
Like that. So now the next day they wake up, there are so many of them around. And remember the Bible says, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. So now it is very important. For everybody, anywhere, do not think your child is too young to learn about God, about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the end time message. Because your enemies want to get them when they are still very young. The younger, the better. Some of them at 8. For you think at 8, I can't start teaching my child about the Bible and so on. No, for them they will get him and they will teach him.
Yes. And that's the age where they can pick up everything very fast. Yes, they get to understand everything just very, very fast.
And of course it formulates, because at 8, very likely they haven't had any sort of romantic liaison with a girl. So this boy has not actually had a romantic liaison with a girl. It has just been about playing.
Yes.
So his first act of any romance is in that line.
Yes.
So it changes him completely.
Yes, and changes the mind.
Changes the mind. Because he never experienced, you know, the love of, you know, the opposite sex.
Yes.
So that's the only thing. Now, it is destroying a whole generation, and they are doing it systematically in Uganda, and it is very sad. And do not be deceived when the president stands there and says that, you know what, he's not going to do anything.
Yes.
Because once they give him money, he will shut up.
Yes.
Because he's a money hungry person.
Yeah, he will just keep quiet.
Now, do you know what happened in Kenya? On Friday, the other week, Joe Biden's wife comes. On Saturday, the Supreme Court in Kenya rules. In favor of homosexuality.
Yes.
On Sunday, Joe Biden's wife leaves. On Monday,
they receive donation.
The $16 billion from USAID to Kenya. But thankfully, the Kenyans are sharper than I think we are.
Yes.
Because they came out and fought their president and told us, how do you sell our morals for money?
Mm.
He turned around and retraced his steps and said, we are not going to accept this.
Mm.
If it happened for $16 billion, do you know what Museveni would do for $16 billion?
Okay.
He can even require every university student to first do it before he enters university. Like, that's how money hungry these people are. Now, you see even these protestations he has been making. I suspect he's just doing what Uganda called Kwete guy.
Yes.
Like saying, also me, I'm here, come and give me money. For $16 billion. Now, that's... But somehow I don't think they have offered it to him. And we'll pray they don't offer it to him. Because if they offer it to him, he's going to sell the whole country. He will sell the whole country and he doesn't care.
Yes.
That's the kind of person that he is. Now, and that's the truth, you see. So we are in a position where we have to take a control of our country here, because forget about our country. That too, but that's not the story. That's the story of another day. But we have to take a control of our morals and understand properly what it is that is happening. You see, some people think it's an ideology, you know, different ideologies and so on. But the reality is that it is not. This has nothing to do with ideologies. This has everything to do with the kingdoms. There is a big war taking place between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. A big war. A big war. Like the real third world war taking place between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. Now, people who are in the kingdom of darkness are very intentional about the things they do. Very, very intentional. They want to come and, you know, corrupt a whole group of people. They use money. There's lots of money which is taking place and so on. They want to take control of nations because they can use the resources of that nation to propagate their, you know, what they want. For instance, when Americans are giving, the Bidens are giving Kenya money. They are not giving them their money. They are giving them American taxpayers' money.
Taxpayers.
But then they are serving the purposes of their master the devil.
The devil, yes.
Yeah. But because they have taken a control of America, now they can use America's resources to push whatever garbage they want to push across. Okay?
Yes.
And they are everywhere. They are in churches. They are in what? It is bad. It is just bad, you know. But now the point is this. The grace of God is converting even people who have been there and bringing them into the light of God. And now that is going to be our responsibility as, you know, as a church. And this is what we are going to be doing. So I wanted just to tell you that. But now, I want to tell you that in the kingdom of darkness, people know what they are doing.
Doing, yes.
They come up with intentional lies, like the whole lies about COVID.
Yes.
Everything was intentional. Nothing was a mistake. Nobody was mistaken. Because when Pfizer, which is the biggest manufacturer of the vaccines, went and pulled out their data.
Yes.
Before which they gave to the, you know, Food and Drug Administration in America for their vaccine to be accepted in America. When they pulled out their data, it was very incriminating. They showed, for instance, that they had in excess of 2,300, if I remember well, pregnant women on whom they tried their vaccine, 2,300. 83% of them got miscarriages immediately.
Wow.
83%.
Wow.
Only two children were born normally. The rest were born with defects, birth defects. Some of them were stillbirths and so on. 83% got miscarriages. So those people knew what they were doing. So don't think that people are not so evil, they can't do that. That's what that's caused so many Jews to be killed in what? In Germany.
In Germany, yes.
Because they believed, no, Hitler can't be that evil. But he was. Now, don't think evil stopped with Hitler. The people who are in right now are even worse than him.
Yes.
Because the Antichrist system which was working in him is just developing
continually and becoming
more and more evil. So, when somebody tells you something, like, these people after population control, you say, no, they can't kill a billion people. Excuse me? Wait, you'll see.
Yes.
Now, the birth rates
have reduced
and the death rates are up almost by 30-40% in some places. Now, for the first time in Japan, I don't know if you read that, the people who were born are a half of the people who died. The people who were born are half of the people who died. Now, to maintain the population of a country steady, not increase, steady, each woman has to give birth to 2.1 children. 2.1 children.
Yes.
Just to maintain. That's average.
But
now in Japan, children who were born were just a half of the people who died. In 10 years, it will almost be extinction.
Yes.
Now at that rate, and now that is trending, I was saying it's trending across, especially the Western world.
Yes.
In 20 years, that means there will be no people. And that's what these people want. These evil people of the New World Order. So do not make any mistake. They want you dead. Now, and they use your ministries, your governments, and so on.
Yes.
They just give them money.
Money.
And
them.
Africans will just want to build a house or build a shopping mall or an arcade somewhere. And you'll sell away, hundreds of thousands of his fellow citizens to die. As long as for him, he has his shopping mall. And that's how we think. And that's how it has been. That's how COVID was. Because when I came out and started saying that, no, you people, go slow on this vaccine. Everybody was fighting me. What? Some people even wanted me to be imprisoned. But now, they're the ones who are going to go to prison. Because they lied to us. They caused the death of people. There are people whom I know about my age who have spared no effort to be healthy and fit. But they made the cardinal mistake of believing the fake news and the fake science.
Yes.
And, then you find people in serious trouble just because, and these are healthy people who, were careful about what they ate, they exercised regularly and so on. So it's very, very sad what they've done to us. And then I'll tell you this, there will be a retribution, I'm telling you. And it is beginning. By the time Canada can come out and apologize and say we were wrong, yet they were saying if you don't have a vaccine, like they would invade churches, now even some pastors. I know some people were telling me in the choir, the pastor came and said, all of you are in the choir, you go and they vaccinate you. Now, I mean, like, why don't you ask people who know more than you?
Yes.
Why do you just go with things?
Yes.
Like, now you send people into, now they are calling those things chips.
Openly.
Yeah, they are calling them chips.
And of course, we know it is building up to what's going to be the mark of the beast.
Yes, it's building up the mark of the beast. And now they are no longer vaccines, they are
chips.
God knows what else they are. And people have been getting blood clots where there is a blood clot of almost 2 meters.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, my God, like this is real crimes against humanity. You think Hitler was bad? No. Pfizer, Moderna, Ministry of Health, Uganda. Somehow Hitler would be cleaning their shoes in this.
They have a scores.
Evil. Anybody who sells people for money and causes the death of people willingly, it's a different thing if it's unwillingly and ignorantly.
Yes.
That's different. But it is willingly because those people did not take the vaccine. So it is willingly. You're selling away people to die willingly.
And you know the
effects. And on Sunday you're going to go in some church somewhere.
Yes, and you
it is those who don't know, of course they did know. There is nothing to answer. But those who knew.
Yes.
Those who knew. And because you want to build an arcade somewhere or a mall somewhere, you're sending people away to die. We shall not say anything much, but I just want to tell everybody out there who is listening to us be very careful the next time they come touting around, now they have this injection to give your children and what. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. Autism, what, all those things are coming from vaccines.
Yes.
Be very, very careful. Be very cautious. If you are somebody who is inclined to believe in those things, don't be the first one on the line. There's a friend of mine who survived because he was not the first. He wanted to do it. Then he let some other people went ahead of him. Then he had time to study the consequences. And then he did not do it. Anyhow, I think we're coming to the end of this.
Yes.
Give us the final word, then we go.
Yes. Now, there is this scripture in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming. And then it extends and says, and is now already in the world. So we are saying right now that the things which you have been hearing all around, that the scripture has been speaking about the end time and the coming of the Lord, all these things are already before us. The Bible says here that the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, it says that, and is now already in the world. He said there was a time when you just heard about it, but right now is in the world. So this calls all of us as children of God to know what thing we're supposed to do. How are we supposed to respond to something like this? And this is why we are in an information age where everyone, you need to be informed, like the way Papas, you have been saying, that we need not to just follow the bandwagon. We need to focus and know that this is where this is coming from, this, and how is it coming, and to dig deeper beyond the face value, the things which we just see around, which are just given to us by the government, by people around us. So because we know deception is coming and is already with us, people are just being, like the way you've been just saying, that there's people being introduced, paid off for homosexuality or for all these other things. Our leaders, they are being paid for these globalists to come and dominate and take us over, like the way you've been sharing. So it is just upon us as children of God to rise up and take dominion, because we are the light of the world. We are supposed to be on top. You have on and on told us and educated everyone of us and people who have been following this radio program, that the Lord Jesus is not coming for a defeated church. The Lord Jesus is coming for a glorious church. Now, that calls us to focus on that and make sure that we should not give ourselves to maybe these people who are just coming over us, because we are not the tail, we are the head. So if you are the head, as the scripture speaks about, what is your responsibility in coming up as the head?
Okay.
Yes.
The scripture talks about the mystery of lawlessness, which is already at work. And that's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. And then it says, it is the mystery that comes before the revealing of the son of perdition.
Yes.
Or the Antichrist.
Yes.
Now, the mystery of lawlessness, where people are just doing things anyhow.
Yes.
But then also the one thing which gave me hope, at the peak of all these lies, and tyranny,
yes,
stay in your houses, don't move, don't what. But what gave me hope in that time is the scripture says that the Antichrist will seek to change the times and the seasons.
And seasons. Yes.
And he will fail. Now, what he wants is his time, the time for him to come is ahead, and he will be ahead. But he wants to come earlier, because if he comes earlier and institutes all these draconian measures, all this tyranny and what, you can't move, you can't eat, you can't do what. What happens after that is so many believers would succumb and would join that system of the Antichrist.
Yes.
That's why Jesus said that had the Lord not reduced that time, so many of even the elect would be deceived. But God realized that if the time of the Antichrist is prolonged. Now, if you would want to start from now, but of course his time is not yet.
Yes.
As you can see, his thing is being reversed. Now, all the people who are lying in COVID are all taking off for their lives.
Yes.
All of them are running away,
right
by
now.
The way.
Yes.
Right now, because we are taking back, freedoms.
Yes.
Across the world, by the way, people are taking back their freedoms. And it says he would seek to change the times. What does it mean to change the times? It means to be to come earlier. So that he has more time. Then the more time he has, then the easier it is for him to press so many, even so many believers into taking the mark of the beast. But the Lord Jesus Christ said that if the time had not been reduced, but said, but the Lord God reduced that time for the sake of the elect. Because if he knows, if he puts some people in that system where, you know, things are tight, oppressed, they will end up going there. Some people cannot stand even the slightest oppression there. The thing is, so I'm glad. This, that scripture of he sought to change the times and the seasons is what gave me hope in that in that time of the darkest period of all this. And because I know the scripture always comes to pass. Now the people who were for tyranny are going to come out and start denying it. And saying, no, one, I was never for tyranny. I'm not the one who was putting the lockdowns. What? Across the world. And you'll see they are in, they're already in flight right now. And for us, that is good news. Because the God does not want tyranny. No. Everything that happened in between 2020, the whole year, and the end of 2021, that was straight from the bowels of hell. Straight from the bowels of hell. Locking people in their houses, no denying freedoms. Worship, denying interactions, denying people going out. You know, and all sorts of that is straight for me. That's the, like, that's the devil giving you a sample of hell. So just know this is how hell is going to be. Let me sample you on hell. But now we are going into a period of freedom where God is going to sample us heaven. And heaven, not just freedom, but also, you know, everything that comes with it, the prosperity and everything. Because he has to first sample us heaven before we go there. So the sample of heaven is coming soon. Thank you so much for joining us anyway. I think we've run out of time right now. I do hope that you join us next week again for another message on The Watchman. God bless you all. Have yourselves a wonderful evening.
That was The Watchman. Tune in next week. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.